Yeah, it was. Yeah, you know, yeah, when I signed, I sort of looked at the fixtures and saw Eastleigh was going to be one of my first games, and you know, I had a spell there towards the end of last season, so I knew it wasn't going to be easy. But you know, the lads dug in really well today, and I think that just shows the character that the lads have got to be 3-1 down against a team, you know, who could potentially win this league. You know, the character was unbelievable.
What did Gary say at half time? Because obviously it was three quite poor goals defensively that Woking had conceded in the first half. What did he say at half time to sort of inspire that second half comeback?
I mean, if you look at their goals, they were just sort of silly mistakes, lapses of concentration. And the manager said, if we can stop the lapses of concentration, we've got a great chance, and we did that. And you know, if you look at the game in the second half, we won the second half 2-0. So you know, it's great credit to the lads.
You've obviously been brought in to score some goals for the Cars to try and lift them up the table. Took you about 23 minutes this afternoon, but it was a glancing header that seemed to take an age to cross the line, clip the post and sort of rolled along the line.
Yeah, it did. It was one of those ones where all the pace was sort of on the ball, and it was just a case of just getting a bit of a connection onto it. And you know, it was a great ball in, and you know, I was lucky enough to get a good enough connection on it, and see it hit the post and go in was nice.
You've now played for and against Woking this season. Matt played here, came off the bench for Forest Green, obviously you played here this afternoon. Is there enough in this Woking side that you've seen for them to drag themselves away from the wrong end of the table?
Yeah, I think so. I think I saw that on my first day on Tuesday. We had a behind closed doors game against Bournemouth under 23s, and you know, the lads equipped themselves fantastically, and you know, that was a really good performance. And I come away from that game thinking, I think the league position's false, because you know, I thought, you know, some great players here. And we showed that today, you know, spells in the first half where we dominated, and then especially the second half where I think if you would have played another 10 more minutes, I think we would have probably went on and won the game.
Eastleigh are a side that many people are tipping could go on and win this league, or certainly be in the shake-up of the playoffs come the end of the season, Matt. How big a point is that for Woking? How much confidence can this give the side?
Yeah, it's massive. We said after the game, you know, it's a good point, but it'll be an even bigger point if we can get 3 points against Bromley on Tuesday. But you know, the second half performance was great, and if we can take that level of performance into Tuesday night's game, you know, and get a result there, then we go into the Sutton game on the Saturday, you know, with full of confidence.
Looking ahead to those two games then, Matt, Gary's side was obviously decimated by injuries today, but on Tuesday he can have Conor Essam available again, who obviously couldn't play today against his parent club, Nathan Ralph available after suspension, possibly Jake Caprice back as well. It gives Gary a nice little sort of selection headache, doesn't it, in those two away games?
Yeah, it does. You know, competition within the side is, you know, is vital, and you know, if you don't have the competition, people can go through the motions. So if we've got lads here who are going to chomping at the bit and who want to play, it'll push everyone forward in the right direction, and everyone, even in training will be lifted. And you know, come Saturday or Tuesday, the people who've got the shirt, they know they've got to try and keep the shirt, so they have to put in the performance. And I think the lads who played today, everyone involved, even the subs, I thought it was a great credit to the side.
And for yourself, Matt, you're only here initially for a month's loan. It may possibly get extended after that, but you're obviously, as a forward, looking to get game time and score some goals.
Yeah, that's the idea. The idea was to come in and get game time, and I think we've got 6 or 7 games to myself this month, and if I can be involved in the majority of them, I'll be happy, because you know, I was at Forest Green and was playing in and out, and I said to the manager, you know, I want to play sort of week in, week out, and you know, he's been kind enough to say, yeah, you can go for a month, get some game time, get your fitness and sharpness back, and then hopefully I can get that with this month, and then I think it will be assessed towards the end of the month.